So everyone knows the commonly cited Morgan Stanley study that half of women are going to be single and childless between the ages of 25 and 45 by 2030. Now it's 2024, we're 6 years away, and we're already starting to see this, right? And I had somebody recently say to me that he just expects to be a single parent because that's the way the world is going. And even though this is kind of a gloomy outlook, I couldn't help but think he was right. And the reason that I couldn't help but think he was right is I'm already starting to see it. So let's say half of women don't marry, don't have kids, okay? What happens to the other half of the women? Let's be generous here. Half of the women that have kids, let's say a third will be single mothers. I think we all could agree, on both sides, that's probably about true. Now, let's say the two-thirds get married. Now, we know that half will divorce, so then you take out that half. Now you have the third of the half, which is like, I don't know, 15, 20%. Let's just say 20% of women. No, that's too high. Let's say 15% left that stay married. We know a quarter of marriages are sexless. I would argue that's on the low end. So you take out a quarter. I mean, that's maybe 5, 10% of people that are married. And it's really interesting because I'm going to keep seeing the cope, right? I'm going to keep seeing everybody say, return to traditionalism, return to traditionalism. But don't confuse this with being my hope. This isn't what I hope to happen, but what seems like, and every indication is showing that it's going to happen. We've liberated women to the point that they don't need men. They're given jobs we don't deserve. We're overpaid, and we're given government incentives to leave. So many women have chosen to do that. I'm guessing about a quarter of women by 2030, maybe 2035, will be doing sex work to some capacity. I think you could argue it's already that high with the rise of OnlyFans, but we all know that academia is always going to censor information that makes women look bad because you see it in real time. Whenever I say any information that makes women look bad, the gut reaction is one, what did the men do? And two, something that excuses the behavior. For example, if I talk about women making bad choices, what do you guys do? What does the simpery do? Oh, it's the culture's fault. Oh, it's feminism's fault. It's never the woman's individual choice. Now, what does that tell us? We actually live in a culture that doesn't shame women for doing any of these decisions. You see female single mother influencers on the right. And that's the other thing. It's interesting because everyone's trying to pretend marriage isn't dead. But even amongst conservative influencers, many have been married multiple times, many are divorced. There's single mothers in there. So even on the right, we can't preserve it. Doesn't seem like. There's some places that are better than others, but across the board as society, it's kind of scary to think about what the future holds because the future is going to be not what I wish it to be, but what every stat that you look at shows it's going to be. If you look at dating app stats, which is the number one way people meet under 30, if you look at the STD stats, it shows women are the ones spreading them, small percentage of men are spreading them. It's going to be a lot of sex workers, especially if they start pulling away government benefits. Women will run to sex work, a bunch of single mothers. And women sharing men. Women are already sharing men. They may not know it or do it publicly, but it's already happening. So when we look at the future, how do you reverse an economy? Guys, 80% of consumer buying decisions are done by women. That is so much money. That is billions of dollars spent marketing and selling things to women. It's all precedented on women being single and them being able to sell stuff to them. The divorce industry is like billions. It's a huge industry. So will that be reversed anytime soon? And will we stop making these decisions, especially when the right and the left will blame everybody else but them for those decisions? I mean, you know, when I was in high school, I tell the story of me, you know, I threw a little shindig. I got in trouble for it. You know, never did my dad say, that wasn't your fault. Oh, your friends pressured you into doing this, even though they sort of did. But no, he didn't let me. That wasn't an excuse, because I made that choice. And if the right and the left doesn't shame women, or at least tell women, or not allow women to make an excuse like, I was young and dumb. No, you made those crazy choices because you wanted to. Then it'll just stay the same. So it's a little bit scary when you think about the future, because if that's what 2030 holds, what will 2040 hold? Let me know what you think in the comments. Like the video, subscribe. Let me know what you want me to talk about next.